The next patient is Helen Hines. The last name is H-E-I-N-T-Z, like in Zulu, Helen. H-E-L-E-N. It's a clinical case of a 90-year-old. 90-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Pearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N, who is referred to this office because of the presence of a serum creatinine of 1.37 and with a GFR of 34. Period. This patient has a history of hyperlipidemia, arterial hypertension. She had a six-sinus syndrome, a status post-pacemaker, and she has atrial fibrillation that is treated with the administration of Xarelto, period. The patient is completely asymptomatic. We had the opportunity to review the abdominal CT scan that was done in 2019, which showed smaller than expected kidneys with hyperechogenicity. There was no evidence of calcifications, no evidence of obstructions, no evidence of any hydronephrosis, period. The patient had a cardiac catheterization that was done by Dr. Jones without major findings. The problems that she refers are related to occasional incontinence and nocturia times two. She had a urinary tract infection that was treated with the administration of antibiotics at the end of January. Period. In the laboratory workup, we notice that the patient has a tendency to hyperlipidemia that has improved with the diet, and a tendency to hyperkalemia with a phosphorus of 5.4. Recent phosphorus have been normal in two determinations, October of 2021 and January of 2022, 4.6. Period. Your analysis was negative for proteinuria. Period. In summary, we think that the patient has CKD stage 3B that is most likely related to nephrosclerosis, associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. Period. The patient doesn't seem to have any glomerular disease. Period. We will reevaluate. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today, 128 over 69, is under control. We continue with the same medications. Following number, the patient has a slight anemia that has been evaluated. She said that at one time they gave parenteral iron and there was some type of response. And she was given PO iron and never improved. She decided to stop the supplementation. Following number, atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation. Following number, six-sinus syndrome, status post-permanent pacemaker, asymptomatic.
Okay, so then that's when you're going to do the blood work, right? Okay. All right, thank you, ma'am.
Period. Next, the patient doesn't have any evidence of vitamin D deficiency. In the plan, we are going to reevaluate the kidney function and the serum electrolytes, the proteinuria, in about 4 months in order to make a final determination. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We spent 20 minutes examining the referral in the face-to-face 20 minutes and 10 minutes in the documentation.